Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes that we create, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light, hey. Thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we, I got love we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming over. And when she reach, you want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? No bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She move to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Nobody, nobody, nobody knows.
I need
But your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list. Got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move. That's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot. You forgot what you got.
Hold up. No sense. I recommend I'm on with a goose. I recommend I bid for the juices. I recommend you live with the truth. Psychedelic views and affinity pools. You're checking out. Once I sweat them edges up. Head down like vanity. I got the fuck ups. I got the damage fees. I got the gold dust. I got the anesthesia when you chose us. This ain't a fantasy. We about to go up. See at the end of me. Never got no love. But understanding me. Maybe can mold us. And
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down.
Take all my coin, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me?
Do you really? Do you really?
Thank you. fucking moment.
Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm your host, the Perla Negra. Actually, I'm co-hosting with King Atterbury. And this is Coast to Coast. Let me open up my host mic. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Love the music selection, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I pulled from my playlist tonight. I usually go and steal from other people's playlists, but I went my file tonight.
Hey, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, each song speaks to me differently, you know? It gives off different energy to me, and it's time for energy change tonight, so... Yeah,
I hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1. Now, before I go any further, I have to let you know that this is sponsored by Raw Links. Man, I'm a little rusty tonight. I guess I've been out of the game for a little bit. But
so good.
I want to give a big shout out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of the beautiful, beautiful jewelry that I just mentioned. And that's some Raw Links. I got mine on, King. You got yours on?
I'm always in the building. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. I want to ask you before I go a little bit further. Do you have an actual favorite piece that was designed by Raw Link?
I gotta say, this is a hard one because the crown joint is cool. Matter of fact, that's the one. The
with
one
the crown
with
on
the
it.
Crown.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know, when I wear that joint and the bracelet to match, I don't know, I have a different energy level. Yeah, I don't even pay much things mind, you know what I mean? People be like
right.
Funky out in the world, crazy with themselves. I just walk right through them like they transparent, you know what I mean?
And, I know that's right. You
I
know
forgot
what?
The stones is in it, but... maybe
are they the black diamonds?
Like, it might be
I,
moonstone, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
I used to have
obsidian.
Ain't no telling. There are so many different gems to pick from. So many precious metals and gems. I used to have a favorite one before. My favorite one I got now, and I don't think any other pieces that I have will top this one particular one. I used to have one with a little pearl in the middle of it, and it had the hematite and the other metals and stuff in it. But this one I got ever since the Philly gathering for the poetry zone when they came to Philly, I got me one that says poet. Actually, I have 3 that says poet. And they have the little microphone on it. That's my joint. That is my favorite of all time. Yes. I love that piece. Yo, y'all, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, you need to get on over to rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. Or you can go to Amazon and acquire them. Or holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to get your piece or pieces from the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Dudley. Yeah, baby. Yes, I promise you'll fall in love with something that he makes for you. All right.
Yo, so, even the poet one is dope too.
Yo, I'm telling you, I love my poet bracelet. I got a couple of them. It's beautiful because they have the it's the square block. It's the blocks that have the actual word poet spelled out, and then I have the faceted pieces that just catch the light all the time. And that little microphone, it just does something for me, yo. They're such beautiful pieces. Y'all got to grab you some raw lanes. Holla at For Real the Poet, man. I'm trying to tell you, get on over there to Facebook page. They're raw lanes.
That's right.
And you will not be
let them know.
You. Yes, yes, yes. Please do so. You won't be disappointed. I'm telling you. Yo. Now, this show tonight is it's going to be pretty dope. What's the discussion about, King? Let's let them know.
Hey, you speaking about society. You talking about the master manipulators out here. The ones that they know how to yank your chain. You know what I mean? But at the same time, when the spiritual people is right here involved with this here poetry thing, and they speaking that, talking that talk, the light sounds very well. You know what I mean? So we just trying to give everybody assistance in the world. They give us assistance how we navigate through all this bull crap, you know?
I hear that.
We going to speak on it.
Right. Yeah, it's just a lot of master manipulators out there. You know, it's crazy because I think anybody can be one, but we recognize that ain't the way to go. So a lot of us choose to go the other way. You know,
that's right.
Being a manipulator keeps you on the fence, but leaning more so towards the darkness than the light, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can be a manipulator and play with people in a good way to get things going in a positive manner. But for the most part, the ones that I have encountered, the ones that I've experienced throughout life have always been on the dark side, you know, and they come with a smile, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about them dark ones out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, the descendants of Anakin, as I call them.
This is really a
Star Wars going on right now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah,
you better get the
Luke
Skywalker on.
I hear that. That's what's out. Absolutely. Yeah. Man, I could take this conversation into hours and hours and hours about the dark ones, let me put it that way, you know, but I ain't gonna do that. But yeah, you know, you have to learn how to maneuver in this world with that kind of energy, because it can get a hold of you and take you under and keep you under in a place where you really didn't think that you would wind up, you know. I was lucky to get away from it because I got caught up in that and made you want to do some things to people, you know, when games are being played like that. And they think that they are trying to force their way onto you. Making threats, pulling from, you know, things that were done. But what people tend to forget is in order to get dirt, you got to play in the dirt. I mean, you dirty too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they forget about that. You know, a lot of them be playing in that graveyard dirt.
I know that's right. I'm not bugging out too. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, they get a mix of their own stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're getting high on their own supply.
Yeah, they are.
That's why they can't enter the light.
You're absolutely right. And they see it. They know
it. Playing cloak and dagger and shit. You know what I mean?
I love the metaphor. Absolutely.
And I see it all that, you know.
So how do you handle the darkness when it starts to approach you?
Through poetry.
Okay.
Yeah, when I'm around that energy, excuse me, I taught myself to walk into the unknown, to learn to adapt with my other senses and my spirited side of my personality and everything. So when I'm around them, I side eye them a little bit. And they be wondering, like, what's going on through this heart?
Yeah.
And I fit right in. I just blend right in. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, there's certain colors that people see, that they see you, they recognize you. But when you hear another type of color, they don't really see you. It's like the eyes play tricks on them. They look elsewhere. It's like, almost like you're invisible to them. And I was like, fucking out, like, what you mean? It was like, certain people, a color attracts their mind, you know what I'm saying? And they state, you know what I mean? I got to look back and see what colors those are, but I used to do that for a while, a few years ago, after the lady told me on that. Because I was like, I said, you know, we got a lot of dark energy in this building with these people, you know, employees. So that's how I used to try to cloak myself, you know what I mean? But I started writing poetry on that. I find me a little spot. I sit down for a minute, and I don't even write about the situation. I just start writing, you know, recycle that energy. You know, so it feels good, too. And I just look at them like, y'all suffering so bad. Can't even find your way. Lost souls.
Oh, yeah. And that comes through wisdom from sitting back and sometimes mostly from going through it and finding your way out of it. Poetry is everything to me.
Yes.
And I do. I write about everything. I have so many pieces that I refuse to spit because at that point in time that I was penning it, it came from me finding my way through a situation of being approached or almost engulfed in that darkness. I may put it in another book. I'm working on a particular book right now, but I may put it in another book and let y'all in on that side. But, yeah,
and
LaPearl,
don't forget, this is another thing out here in this world, this society, the energy vampires. They steal your energy and act like they ain't got nothing else to say to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll drain your ass for sure.
Well, try
it ain't
to
no
drain
joke.
But that's what they do. They steal bits and pieces of energy from you. They come back, and then all of a sudden, when they feel like they ate enough, then they just disappear and ghost you.
They do for a little while until they start, their energy starts to deplete, and then they come back. They always come back.
Then
they
get
back.
Hungry again, talking about, oh, I don't want that type of cheesesteak. You know what I mean? I want that one.
Yeah.
And you be like, the store's closed.
You got that right.
You won't be shoplifting. You won't be shoplifting in here again.
I've dealt with so many energy vampires. Oh my God! And you know what? Now it's not as of lately, but I was blessed one day to have the vision to see them coming now. And it's not that I see it with my eyes. It's something within my energy that switches up and something will come about from that particular person. And I'll be like, oh, I know this motherfucker's coming, you know? So I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I used to didn't understand or know what to do with that insight, but now I've learned to harness it and use it for my protection. Because I know it's a blessing to be able to get that kind of insight, to tap into your sixth sense like that, or what do you call it, your psyche, or whatever it is that you want to call it, female intuition. It's a blessing to
be aware of. Well, I don't know what female intuition, but you know, us men, we have that other thing. You know what I'm saying? You can feel it. You can feel a weight on your shoulders a little bit. Like,
yeah, it's called a gut instinct. Like, that's what they call it.
yeah, we got the gut, but I got the shoulder thing. That's why I always turn around a lot of times and just side-eye a person. Like, I see you. But, you know, I don't mind the energy being, I ain't going to really say taken, but coming into the distribution center, you know, because I get the energy back. Because when you out there and a lot of people love you and they care about you, the energy comes right back. So you don't lose anything. But it's just a fact. Like, you're going to be like, what Tyrese said in that song? How you going to act like that?
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah.
You have a Tyrese moment.
Yeah. You know what? People nowadays, they don't even so much. I think it's just like a shock factor now. They don't surprise me too much anymore, but it'll be an instantaneous shock for like a second. Like, you know what?
Of course.
Do another one. Like that. Leave it at that. So. I get it.
You can still build a center around and just protect the perimeter. You know what I'm saying? Check all parameters and perimeters. You know, but we see them, though. But it's okay, though, because, like I said, we're all gods and goddesses on that. So we get the energy back. But it's like, is that what you're doing? It's like when you have that friend that call you about things that they got going on, but then when you call them, they ain't got no time for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Never. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give more than they give to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh. You could be like, yo, you got a second? Like, I just wanted to ask you something. And they'd be like, yeah, but they don't probably say it like that. But, yeah, make it quick, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm busy. Like, whoa. But you feel that energy. That's what I get. Yeah. People give me time, I give the time right back to whoever it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's a each one teach one. That's how we're supposed to be. Not selfish.
Absolutely.
But these people are criminals out there. Criminals of the heart, the emotions, the heart, the compassion thieves.
Oh, yeah. You are absolutely right. You know what? Like I said, I learned how to deal with that because I get a hit from my kid telling me, you know.
Great.
Some folks I don't even approach anymore because I can, like you said, I can on that energy. Crazy. I might get right up to the doorstep or right to the picking up that phone and be like, you know what? Nah, today. I don't. So I think I'm just fine to myself. So I get it.
Yeah.
And my fly went out of, I can't wait to watch this one.
It's like soul to soul, keep on moving on, like, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I got a poem for tonight, though. I mean, it's something old, but it's still fit the criteria.
Let me move out the way. Just the spotlight on
this world right now, past few weeks. So, yeah. This piece was written like at 3:19 in the morning, so you already know. It's called Truly Yours.
The mic is yours.
Can't line up a boss with crisscross thoughts. Find yourself lost holding backwards remorse. Games are like a coin toss, heads or tails spinning. Lies with clean eyes become exposed with God sending. Messages through karma wash down your old armor. Might be strong when you speak, but it's weak without honor. I see this case in multiple places, even in other races. Who are you? We check the image in the mirror that feel wasted, probably mentally strained from behavior that's estranged. Only goals get gained is the proper ones that change. Better do better, be no matter the season weather. What's not clever is manipulating opportunities with levers. I stand behind mine like all those that came before me. Only phonies believe a story that's messy by those corny. Get up, stand up, adjust your attitude and reset. Last time I recalibrated and recycled lack of respect. Power to the people that exist and help another. As a collective, right or wrong, for all my sisters and brothers. For he or she that hurt from all the damaging, filthy dirt will forever become burdened while trying to live on earth. King.
You always come with that fire piece, man. Pieces are so to the point. All of your pieces have an exclamation point after them. And I wish I had that, I don't even know what word it is to use, but it's a directness from you that you can't even argue about. I like that. And I get where you're coming from. I get exactly where you're coming from.
When people count you out a lot of times, and that's why, you know, some people don't realize when I say that, I always recognize myself as an underdog. You know what I'm saying? Even if somebody put me in a spot to be a favorite, I don't want to be the favorite. I'd rather always be the underdog because I'm always full of surprises. You know what I mean? I could watch the offense, the defense, and go out there with the starting five and do what I need to do. But I'd rather be the sixth man coming off the bench. I'm like, okay, I see what's going on. I guarantee you I'll go out there and handle my handy. You know what I'm saying? But, nah. Just rock it how you pop it. You know,
absolutely.
That's always been me, though, and that's why my poetry always be that way, even when I emceed back in the day. I say what I say, and that's it. Done. I ain't got nothing else to say. You know, I don't hold back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. They call that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a piece. It ain't nothing new, but. It's a peep.
let's hear it. That's what we're here for.
All right.
I'm going to step back. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called All I've Ever Wanted. I've always been full of love to give. Though many would claim to have loved me, they were really just pulling from me. I can't seem to recall ever actually stealing it from another. But I used to come with apologies attached to every part of me. Clumsy and stumbling around, believing that in order to be loved, I had to apologize for everything about myself because this wasn't the desired model. So whomever came along was owed an apology, allowing bits and pieces of me to be used for convenience sake, just a temporary tool to use to help fix what was damaged in their world at that time, all because I felt like I was supposed to be needed. Not realizing what I wanted was important. One day I stumbled and fell so hard that I thought I'd never recover. But I did. And it awakened what I couldn't fathom. Now I invest in my mended heart. Because I know what I want. That's okay. And that it's okay to have it. What I've always wanted was a love I never had to question, without a bond so strong that when the wind... What I've always wanted was a love I never had to question, with a bond so strong that when the wind stirs, it doesn't break under the weight of an argument. I want for someone to look at me with their heart like I was Christmas morning, like I'm everything they've ever wanted every day. Feel his burning desire for me always in the collision of our lips, for us to pray together, knowing we have a star and we'll be set upon. Nothing goes to heart like patience. So I want for him to be patient enough to know one day he'll have the best of all of me. I want to look in his eyes and see that it's my story he's reading, knowing that I'm the one he's drawn to. I just want him to want only me, because what I desire is what I deserve. That's that piece.
Oh, shucks. You out there tonight.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
When you recite your pieces, I always be like this, like, yo, you got to get something else in there. You know what I mean? You always seem the energy of the room a little, you know what I mean? I just be like, yo, man, let me go somewhere else or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, sis just dropped that off or not. Little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love this Tiffany family or not. You know what I'm saying? We all get stronger as one. You know what I mean? And that's what's up on that. But I do have this piece. I do have a piece titled Incredible.
All right. The mic is yours.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Lines come across like arrows from the bow. Mentally, I'm on the go. Keep your image in the shadows. Peekaboo tactics, a fanatic, fantastic, bastard, raise castics, resurrect the habit. Many in the fold, not one cold stroll, baby roll, my soul goal. What the fuck do you really know? Can't kill a monster that's Tonka running on fumes. I consume cubes of energy, I don't enter rooms. Subliminal, limited, kiss my ass as I pass gas, no mess, I'm funky on the path, a falling avalanche. A lion with a scorpion stinger, also an archer. Flow starter, become larger, block all sparklers. Slap box with Satan, speak with Masons, very patient, read the book of Revelation. It's a king dedication. Return to my haven, make a phone call to heaven, stay repping the seven, it's a blessing, get lessons. She's an earth and a wisdom, I write to all rhythms, play my position, staying strong. Weak niggas be missing. Sleep the mantras as my internal scanners. Angels are programmers, watch how your boy creates his own stanza. Initiative, manipulation, turn back without dating. Where the hell they do that? I stay negotiating. Places where I be at, best shoes on the doormat. The guy with the spiritual cap, pray on his kneecaps. Praise to the Most High, discipline under a different umbrella. Keep the same service as these sky dwellers. King.
Yo. I listened to the whole piece, but I'm telling you, he's going to kiss my ass. I got gas. Right there, like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. Kiss my ass as I pass gas and move right past.
That was dope. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you.
Yo, there goes that directness that I talk about. And your pieces, man, you don't pull no punches. You give it to them exactly the way it is. And sometimes it's a two-piece. You know, they get treated to something really, really hard. But it's dope. It's really, really dope. And I appreciate
that's just one. That's one of them pieces where I wrote it at work. You know, people get on my nerves. They do dumb, janky shit. And then I go to the curb and be like, let me just get to settle my system. I'll throw a little something in there. But I'll be having to get it out of my system. But thank you. I appreciate that, though. Yeah.
I had another piece.
All right.
I gotta get myself together because I'm still stuck on that joint. Like that, though. But this is called Dear Future Husband. I don't just remind you that I always see the beauty within. I love, nurture, and soothe the beast as well. Now, I don't want you to be alarmed, but everything you see is home right between my arms. I am the chief cornerstone, so you have my respect. And I will always seek to the king in you. I come to you as a blank canvas because I want you to work, draw, design, and create on me so that I can learn the intricacies of all that you want and need. And it don't get no better than creativity of fresh sign hidden in the mind, awaiting that lay down on the open layout. So, dear future husband, every night I pray with you and for you. I miss you most days, so there have been times when I've been emotional and I even cry for you. I walk with you, talk with you, and love our conversations, because even when they're about nothing, still think I'm funny. I'm comfortable with me, but never want to be exempt from you. So I always entertain the thought of us and always come to expect you. I get excited all throughout my day knowing you on your way. I don't know your name or even what you look like, but I know that I love you, that you love, cherish, and protect all that I am, and that I'm just your type. There's the same angels that watch over you, whisper it to me in my dreams every night. So I just want to say, though we are yet to meet and bond this love perfect and true, dear future husband, I haven't seen you, but my soul knows you. That's at peace.
Sheesh. No. Like I said, I don't think you can't write in any genre. You know what I mean? You just like all over the place when I...
Yeah,
I love that piece. You tap in when I. That's what I've heard a lot of your pieces. When I'm like, yo, you really do tap in and go in them different places and spaces. When I salute that. You know what I'm saying? Really, I'm like,
Thank you. I pull from everywhere because I'm a very, very, very sensitive person. My soul should be called sensitivity. So everything that I experience in life, it just becomes a part of me. And some of it affects me a lot more than most stuff that I deal with. And I'm so grateful that I'm blessed to be able to write this shit in poetic form.
I know that's right.
Because I think I would have exploded a long time ago. Like my husband, my late husband used to say, pressure burst pipes.
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, and this is my pressure release valve, writing down poetry.
That's right. I feel like we should go into a song. And I'm looking through the archive, right? And I'm like, I ain't hear this song in so long, but it's so dope of a song. I don't think about the vibe of the song. Like somebody may go, it's sad. It's not a sad song. It's a dope song. You got to look at it from the vibration of it. You know what I mean? And it's Donny Hathaway, you know, a song for you. It's just the vibration of it just feels so coming to the soul, like, the way he sings, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to have to mute myself because I'm singing this joint. I love this.
Yo, this is my shit. I had to break it down like that because I don't say, King going through something. No, I ain't going through no shit. You know what I mean? I just really took the songs, even if they sound that way, but I really love them because it's like, I love the way he put his heart into it. You know what I mean? But let me go on to the song. Nothing about that. All right. Here we go, y'all.
With 10,000 people watching, we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember we were together. We were alone and I was singing this. And I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
Number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1. Yo, man, I'm telling you, that song, it does something to me. Not for me, it does something to me, okay? And I can't help but sing.
I know that's right.
Oh, yes, the classic. It will never fade. Got a couple callers up in here, Kang.
Hey, let's let the callers in.
No. All right. Well, first caller we got on the mic is our Canadian connection. Hey, Lady A, how you doing tonight, Diva? Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to be here.
What up?
How are you, King?
Everybody good.
My girl.
I'm good, actually. You know what? I'm gonna interrupt for a second. Sometimes it doesn't matter how your week, your month, your day has been going, and sometimes it's that one song that just makes it all right.
Right.
So I'm kind of like a beaver from that song, man. I can't help myself. Yo, how you doing, Diva?
I'm doing okay. It's been pouring rain for almost a week and a half now, though. What's your weather like down in Philly?
Exactly the same. The humidity is disrespectful, but has been coming, it's sweltering. The rain that has been falling has been like at hurricane status because we got the strong-ass winds and, I mean, it was so much lightning across the sky that it didn't even seem like it was nighttime last night. And I'm like,
wow. What
in the world is going on just out of nowhere? And, yes, it's just been coming in these really, really strong showers. But this humidity sucks.
Yeah. It is the humidity because you just stand there and sweat. You don't even have to move.
I'm like, oh my God, you know. And I don't care for artificial air, but I do appreciate it with these last week or so with this. Ooh, it's just muggy and nasty. You just feel gritty and dirty all the time. It don't matter how much water you play in. It's just as soon as you get out of it, before you even put your towel on to dry off, you just sweating again. It's ridiculous.
Exactly,
I don't know. It's going on all over the world. Because I was in Jersey last week for a whole week, and it was the same exact way. Now I'm back in Philly, and it's the same weather everywhere.
Yeah.
My girlfriend lives in Charlotte, and she said it's the same weather. So something's going on all over the place. It's the same something.
And it's unnerving sometimes when you think about it, eh? If you, I know he mentioned the Book of Revelation in his poem, and King, you mentioned that in your poem, and all this stuff's predicted, eh? Crazy weather and all.
Yeah, spirit is going to move high.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we have been talking about the ills of the world and this negativity and this darkness that they bring. How do you deal with the energy coming from that side?
Well, most of the time I can deal with it, but when it comes from all sides, from all people, it makes it really hard for me. And it's been a rough year and a half in that sense because of so many family members have been, I don't know what's wrong with them, but anyways, it's hard. It's really hard and for me to deal with. And there's really nothing more I can say about it because if I start talking too much, I'll start blatting. So, but I did write a piece back in December, well, I guess it's a couple of years ago now, and it's called You Can't Steal My Shine, and it speaks to that. You know, people, you were saying, drain you of energy and suck the life out of you. And after a while, you just have to, even though it's hard to do, you have to stand up and tell them all to fuck off, you know? Sorry.
That's right.
That part.
That's right.
No, that part right there. That part
yeah.
right there. Right. You are absolutely right.
No, but it's true. You have to, after a while, you just say, you know what? You're on your own planet. Like, don't come and ruin my planet, you know, with all that. And some people thrive on looking at only the negative aspects of people
right.
You know, like I was talking to my daughter-in-law, my stepdaughter and stepson, and they were saying, it was Father's Day, and I asked them about their relationship with their mothers, and I said, you guys love your mothers? And they said, yes, we love our mothers. And I said, well, do you like everything that they do? Like, do you like, they said, hell no, you know, that they are this and that and the other thing, but that's who they are, and we love our mothers. And so, you know, that we might not like, and this is where I lose it with my kids, because they focus on whatever negative aspects they see in me, which is pretty much everything, but there's no love. And so I find that really hard to deal with. And there aren't any answers to it except for me to just stand up and say, fuck off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to leave people where they are sometimes because they're not meant to take every step with you in this life.
Well, and I've been
you know?
Reading a lot of stuff about narcissism and things like that and how people try to make it your problem when it's their problem, you know, and you just stand there and take it on the chin, and then after a while you just can't do it anymore. You just can't.
Ooh,
so,
oh, I know all about that narcissistic personality disorder.
Yes. Yeah. And so this poem kind of speaks to that, I guess. And you know, you succumb to it sometimes. I mean, you can't help it. You're human. You can't help but feel the pain of things that happen to you. But when somebody's just continually breaking your heart, you can't do it. You can't do
yeah.
it, and if, you know, outside influences and, you know, like, anyways, I can't go there because I don't want to. And that's a lot of it that I have to do with just don't even think about it. And, you know, you crash once in a while, but you can't dwell on it because you go nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm already nuts enough.
Well, what does Phil say? He said you're never going to survive unless you're just a little bit crazy. So,
yes.
I think we all got a little bit of insanity.
Love that song,
us.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
so.
I'll tell you what, then. I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. Okay, that's perfect. And whenever you're ready.
All right, thank you. This is called You Can't Steal My Shine. Hiding inside, heart has died. This way they can't see me cry. Not sure what it means. Life is not as it seems. And shock and pain as I hear what they say. Incredibly insane. And one by one, feelings are revealed. I am who I am, and the world can give their two cents. I will not be destroyed. Though alone on this voyage, knots in my gut will give way, and this book will be shut. I won't let anyone steal my shine, because I own it. It's mine. Someone once said I will live to regret choices I made long ago. You'll pay for your sins, be alone, you can't win. I never believed it till now, and angst rises up, I tremble and vow. Be proud of yourself despite the rumbling crowd. Reverie plays havoc, I say. you'll not rob my self-worth again. Do not fold in a ball, turn your face to the wall, give up, let go, cry in the rain. I'd rather die to escape the pain. And coward, too scared to leave and go where hell is living right now. I gather my thoughts, my world, my words in a box and speak life back into my brain. Pick up the shards stabbing my heart and stitch my mouth. I can't scream. This is me, damn it. It's me. Don't judge, convict, pass sentence, and quit. Find the me that is me instead. End poem.
Wow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Nice strong piece, Lady A.
Thanks.
Girl, you always bring, you know, your pieces are about life and what you have gone through, how it has affected you. But you have this way of spitting it that draws you in. I get a visual from you, regardless of what it is that you're talking about. And it's never in a harsh manner. You have this gentle tone about you that just makes you sit back and be like, what's she going to say next? And your pieces, though a lot of them may be melancholy, but they're still beautiful. There's still some kind of balance I can find in there listening to you. So, I love these pieces. Yes, I love them. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow. All right, Lady A, this is my first time co-hosting on this particular show with King, so I don't know where I'm sending you or what it's even called. Do we even have a lounge, a rest area, or what? King, you
got Hey, you're going to just tiptoe yourself down to the sands. You know what I mean? Los Angeles got the sands. Every place there's sand and beach. I know I live at the shore. I live at the shore, so there's always sand and beach there. So
thank you.
Get yourself a beach chair and just chillax.
I'm going to go right there right now. Sitting in the sun on the beach.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. All right, well, go on over there and kick up some sand. I guess, you know, I'm a little jealous of both of y'all because both of y'all live near the shore. Y'all where the sand and the beach and the waters and everything is right there. And I'm over here. I got Greenland. It's a park near me, but
I just have to look out my window and there's the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And they take a 2-minute walk across down the path and I'm on the beach. Come on, Danielle, come on and visit me.
I know, I gotta get my butt over there. I'm manifesting it. I'm gonna be there one day. I absolutely am.
Hope you are.
I had a feeling that, and I was told I was gonna travel across the water. So I'm gonna get over there one day. One of these days. Yeah. We're gonna
do doors open, you got your own bedroom, get the beach across the street, I'll drag you around everywhere. We'll eat lobster and corn on the cob. Yep.
Man, that sounds awesome.
I have to
awesome.
Give me a ticket.
Yes.
Hey, that sounds like a plan, too. Mm, that's what's up.
Wouldn't it be fun? Yeah.
Wow, that's what's up.
Absolutely. All right, my Canadian connection. My diva.
Hey, my love.
Hey. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thanks. One love, one mic.
Wow. I love her pieces. I really, really do. I could actually listen to her. Yeah, she needs to work on making an audio book because she puts me in the mind a female Edgar Allan Poe just by her. The you know, he had a particular way of spitting his pieces. I can't even think of the language that I want to pull from, but it was just I'll come back to it. But yeah, I know you hear me, Lady A. Work on an audio book because we deserve that from you. Right. Yo, you want to go into a song or you want to open up this next caller's mic?
So what? Before we bring this person in, we might have to go into a song. You know what I'm saying? Got to set the vibe alive. You know what I mean? And I got one. We're gonna go with some on that.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day,
when I was just a little nigga, bro, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama, black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Grew on a bomber jacket, you could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me pay, and all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days
I
when I was young, I'm not a kid
when.
Anymore.
And everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
Back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and
back
wish I was a kid.
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school.
Wish it had blown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops. And it don't stop, I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans. And it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or case with. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone. And I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
Back but
in
some
the
days,
days
I sit
when?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the nigger, oh, I figure that now I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I paid, so I got it made. But didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore. But some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
But
back
some
in the
days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
Back
but
in
some
the
days,
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the days,
when?
I said,
back
in the days,
and everybody say,
I remember.
Wow.
Back in the day when I was
young.
Some days I couldn't wish I was a kid again. That's my joint.
Yeah, that's that fly joint right there. For real.
Oh, man. All right, Kang. I'm ready. Let's open up this next microphone to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Baby.
Yo! Baby. Take your socks off, people in the place to be. What's good?
Hey, man. What's good with you, love?
Hey, yo, what's good is tonight at Epiphany Radio, man. Y'all doing y'all thing up in here.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. And I love that song. I was singing it too. The words that I could remember.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I like that, though. I like that piece I just heard from Lady A as well. That was very nice. I love hearing her read her pieces. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm in her inbox now trying to convince her to make an audio book because she just has a sound, a gentleness. Yes. She says she loves you too, for real.
Oh. Thank you, love.
Oh, yeah. But what's good with you? How you been?
Hey,
you been enjoying this rain?
No. We've been having thunderstorms for how many days now?
It's been almost a week now.
We've had sleet. What's that other stuff called?
Hail.
Big ass ice balls coming down. It prevents me from riding my scooter. I like to scoot. You know what I'm saying? I like to burn rubber in the city. But, this rain is disrespectful, you know. Mm-hmm. It's got my adenoid feeling a certain way.
Oh, shit. I love the rain, but all that rain, I don't play well with it. I just sit still.
I love the rain. You know, when I'm relaxing, I'm home and I don't have to go to work out in it. I like to light a candle and listen to the sound of it hitting against the window pane. I like the noises that it creates, you know, stuff like that. Now, that's fine. That's beautiful. But when you got to go and pay the bills and make that money and go up out and that stuff, you know, it's not the same pleasant.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yes. Oh, you just got an invitation to come to Canada as well. Okay. So maybe you and I and King Atterbury, we can get together and plan a trip to go over there one day.
Who
knows? You never know.
Sounds beautiful.
She said she's not too, she can look right out her window and see the ocean. She said 2 minutes or something like that. She from there.
Too much water though. That I can't do oceans and stuff like that.
Oh, we'll be your life raft. Don't worry about it.
No. I'm good. I'll stick my toe in, and that's about it. Okay.
I was going to say on the beach with Lady Anne.
Yeah. I'm not getting no boats or submarines. So, you know, we're not doing that. But I'll put my foot in.
Beach, but I don't go into the water. I just be right there meditating and praying. I don't be all up in the water like that.
Pray.
I'm a land lover. You know what I mean?
That's me too, bro.
I don't play with the water like that.
We don't do ships. We don't do those ships no more.
Nah. Open water, nah.
No water.
I don't care if they had the life preserver 2045.
No water for the Negro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play. No, I ain't got time for that shit. Keep me up and stand. I'm good. But I'll put my toe in it. I'll put my toe in it. I told y'all the last time I called into one of these shows, there was a summer where I drowned at the beach, went back to the hotel, and drowned in the hotel swimming pool. So me and water, we not the best friends.
Wow.
We are not the best friends.
I hear you. Depending on the kind of water I'm talking about, if I can't see my feet at the bottom of it, I don't mess around in it. I had a bad experience up in the Poconos in the summertime.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Miss Billy, but I don't know if you can see your feet on dry land with them big ass dudes.
You know.
Y'all ain't know what I say.
Okay.
I think the king know what I'm talking about.
You know.
Taking the church on that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to say it. You know how I am.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I needed some laughter. I seriously needed some laughter. So thank you for that. Yeah. It's all good.
I'm just telling the truth.
It's okay. Before we get off into a giggle fest.
Yes.
I'm glad you've been enjoying the show. I know you've been here since it started at 9, and that is greatly appreciated. I'm really enjoying myself, too. What we really, really want to enjoy is some of your poetry, for real.
Poetry. So I heard King earlier speaking about, what was he saying, spiritual vampires or soul suckers or stuff like
energy
that.
Energy vampires.
They want to come into your warehouse and steal something from you, like you can't get it back.
Oh man, I can dig it. I've had enough of those in my life, man. I finally broke free from them, man. Them soul suckers. Yeah, I can dig it.
Them too.
I can dig. Yeah, those two. So I don't know. I got a little thing here I'm going to try to do for y'all. Haven't done it in a long time. What's the title of it? No title. And that's that piece.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. She was but a whisper. I can no longer hear her when once I could. Her heart beat. Beautiful she was to look at, but I no longer see her. See, she's cloaked in invisibility, doesn't want to be seen. These fingers of mine at one time longed to hold her, loved touching her, but the tips have gone numb. They are no longer equipped to read the braille. I can't feel her. Her aroma, it still lingers. Her fragrance perfuming, seeking in hopes of consuming the halls of these nostrils, instigating, provoking me, yet unscented are the memories attached. Right now, love has an odor that stinks. It reeks of happiness gone bad. She's a black widow. You know how they do. You're dead after one of them makes love to you. So don't go getting caught up in that perfume. It's a trap, an allure. They'll snare you. Yet she was so beautiful when she got you where she wanted you. So deceitful, she fed off the hearts of her men just to feed her ego. See, her ass was her superpower. See, he could fuck for hours. Have you thinking that you're getting good head, but instead your other head is being mind controlled. Huh? Run, don't walk, save your soul. That's the truth of how it be when love's gone cold, cold and stagnant. Instead of it just being over, this motherfucker will push shit further. See, shit don't be over until she drains the life out of you. Shit, if you got away with your heart still pulsating in your chest, you're lucky. You best thank the Most High for that four-leaf clover. I'm still trying to get over her. The good parts, the bad. It's hard to do. Shit, she had all that ass. Breasts so firm, them perfectly formed nips. I love to sip, but it wasn't worth it. Have you under her spell once she put those lips on you? And another thing I meant to tell you. I'm not your wallet, boo. The bank is closed. That shit shut down. All decimals removed. And you and your weave can now leave. No need to stick out that ass. I've been there before, yo. I'm gonna pass. And as she and her horsehair sashayed away, all I could do was bite my lip and stare. See, she was so beautiful. Shit. But so was cocaine when I was hooked on it. And like that shit, I can hear her still calling. But now her voice is but a whisper. I can no longer hear her. Hear her, nor touch her. Not with these fingers. Like a ghost in the wind, she wears a cloak of invisibility. I can't see her. I can't see her, but neither can she. See, her image doesn't show up in any mirrors. She's a vampire. Dracula's granddaughter. See ya. For real.
Yo, I'm not your wallet, bro. Yo.
I'm going to say, you come through with the mic drops. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a prison like an ah. Like, okay. I see you.
Man. Okay.
So you before
that
you even
part.
Hit the stage.
That part about the one head she was where you thought it was being worked on, but the other head was, what was it you said? Being manipulated. What did you say was happening with your mind?
What the hell? Something about the head. I can't see it. I don't know. Okay, here we go. See, she could fuck for hours. Have you thinking that you're getting good head, but instead your other head is being mind controlled. Run, don't walk.
Yeah. That part.
Hey, that's
how, so.
That's how they put it down on you, you know what I'm saying? No matter, you know. I've had that type of female in my life at one time, you know. Who could put it on you so good, though. And I'm getting kind of crazy. I'm getting kind of crazy. But I didn't like her. But she was very good in bed.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was hard. It was hard to get away from that. You know, I had to break the spell had to be broken. I'm saying the spell had to be broken, Miss Pearly.
Yeah, I get it. I'm glad the spell got broken. Man.
I am too. That was the kind of John that when you be like, okay, let's have sex just one more time before we go.
And one more time. You know, I didn't plan on. I don't really want to. Do this, but let's do this just one more time. I know.
Yeah, just one more time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yep.
I know the king knows
what
he's talking about.
That's why I always hit that cherry thing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I had to have my whole body washed down with that holy water. You know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean. I was under one of them spells for a few years, and it took the ultimate disrespect for me to understand that you can't go back and dive in them waters no more. No, because there ain't nothing over there but, you know, damaged goods. I can't. So.
Yeah, you know, the well has run dry. The well has run dry.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I ain't going back there no more. Trust me. Yeah. Got to take a spiritual bath, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. Wash me over.
That's right. Okay. But like I said, I'm glad the spell was broken because we need you here.
That's right. Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What you doing tonight? Was you on the plantation or is you chilling at home?
No, I'm off tonight. Had a doctor's appointment. All is well. So I'm just sitting here just chilling, really just trying to take it easy, trying not to do too much of anything. Just listening to you guys up in here tonight.
Okay. We're going to bring you some more poetry because we got some more. We got another caller up in here. So.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
But again, I'm going to sit back and continue to listen in. I'm enjoying both the poetry and the music and listening to you guys, you know. So
thank you.
Glad that I was able to be up in here tonight. Hey, look, one love, one mic, y'all. Sure, baby.
Oh,
one love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
That was for real, the poet.
I was going to hit him with the Teddy Riley. Yep.
I'm going to do another station identifier real quick, and then we come back and open up this next mic. Okay, is that all right with you?
All right, cool. That's what's up.
All right. Number once again is 319-527-6300, and please press that one. All right. We're going to open up this next microphone to area code 757. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Diva. It's Liz.
Hey, my Diva.
Hey,
Lisa Liv. I love your signature and that you get the service and that kiss. Oh, man.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm sitting outside with some of the neighbors because we get ready to have, I'm here in Tuskegee, we get ready to have like record-breaking heat the next few days. They're telling people to stay inside in the daytime.
Oh.
It's supposed to be 108 tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Jeez.
I'm about to pass
out. That's temperature. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So nobody goes outside until almost dark now.
I know that's right.
I do not blame
him. I don't.
Yeah, it's something going on around the world. I don't know what it is.
They keep playing around with the atmosphere. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I went up to Atlanta over the weekend, and I parked the car, and literally as soon as I put the car in park, the bottom fell out. It poured down rain, and I was trying to go to a venue. And I got drenched trying to get in the building, and I was, like, directly across the parking lot from the door.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And I saw on the news that they had tornadoes in Decatur, and I was in Atlanta.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
I swear one hit. We had a hurricane here last night. It was crazy. It just, I've never seen rain come down in an instant like that with every element in it. My goodness. My grandson's mother went to Alabama for the week, and I spent the week in Jersey, but she said, oh, my God, the weather was the same exact way. She was at a wedding for her sister.
It rained for like 2 weeks straight.
Good.
Crazy, man.
Good.
I take advantage of being able to go out when I can, but when it's that hot, I'm not trying to be outside in the daytime.
I know that's true.
I can. Yes. You know what? It's crazy because when I was a kid, I dealt with all kinds of weather. I used to love to be in the sun, getting black as I can possibly be. I could take it. I can't take this new stuff. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it is. I can't deal with it.
I used to do it. I used to crawl out my parents' bedroom window and lay on the roof over the kitchen so I could get direct sunlight.
I used to do that. Right out of my window. I lived on the third floor though, and my room was at back of the house upstairs, and was at the roof to the second floor was right there, so I would crawl out there and lay out right out there in the sun, absolutely, and with direct sun on me, and it didn't bother me. Now I go out there and can't breathe.
Yo, I'll be like that myself when my breathing ain't right.
It's different. It is really, really different because the air quality back then, even though the heat was on, it was a different kind of air quality. Now, I don't know what we're breathing in, child. You're right, King. They messing with everything. The weather, they manipulate the weather.
We living in the past right now. We wasn't even born when this was here before.
Right.
They brought it back.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's craziness. But we making it through because we're all here still talking. Okay.
Yeah, we are.
But I forgot to ask for real this question. We've been talking about the ills of the world and the dark side of the energies that the world thrives on. How do you deal with that?
In several different ways. First, my pen. I can spill out everything on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can write it out, I can get it out of my system. And then I depend a lot more now on the people that I know that I can trust because I never really had that before in my life. I had people who pretended to be there and then used what I told them against me.
Okay.
But I have real people in my life now that I can depend on so I can talk to them. And prayer makes a lot of difference. You know, because sometimes you just don't know what to do. Sometimes prayer don't even come. You just got to sit there and be quiet and hope God knows your heart.
Keep still. That's what my sister would say. Keep still, and all will be revealed.
There you go. There you go. Woo. You are so right. Yes. I'm a firm believer. You know what? I'm very spiritual. So I take a lot of what the Bible says as metaphorically. And I use that, that part about keeping still, that peace be still. Yeah, you will get all the answers come to you because it comes from within. That's where spirit dwells. That's where spirit lies. From within. Not sitting up there on some cloud, you know, looking down on us. It's within us. We all have that divine spark within us. It's just that some choose to separate themselves from that or push it to the side. And that's just the difference between heaven and hell, you know, separation from God. Well, that part about being still, yeah, is very, very real. You may not get the answers revealed right then and there, but trust me, if you take that time with yourself, to be with yourself and just be quiet and learn to listen to your body, all the answers will come to you eventually. Oh, yeah, yeah. I like that. Yes. And I spend a lot of time with my own self.
Right. Me too.
Okay. Hey, LaPro. Mm-hmm. You know, Kanye, I thought he was crazy when he said this when I, in the song, saying, I just needed time alone with my own self. That's the truest thing he ever said that I really understood later on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People don't get that. They think he's crazy. Man ain't crazy. Well, he's a little off, but he's telling you the way things really, really are. What we have been conditioned to believe that all this little umbrella of lies that we are living underneath of is the right way, is the true way, but it isn't. And if you can sit back and you can get in touch with your spirit within, okay, you'll find out what's going on. And you're going to become an oddball and outcast too because people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want that umbrella ripped from over top of them. That's their protection so they don't have to face the real thing, the real world that's going on around them. So, yeah, I ain't never think Kanye was crazy. I always listen to what he said, you know. I might say, oh, he's crazy, but I know what's going on. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
The truth is every now and then.
Honey, that's the easiest, that is the quickest and easiest way to invalidate somebody, to call them crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So, and trust me, I know. I've been invalidated all my life. I get it, believe me. But it's going to come out anyway, regardless. That's basically what quote unquote the good book is telling you. Okay, but you have to listen to yourself. You have to be with yourself. That pandemic showed a lot of people. The mirror.
Right.
And they really, really didn't like it. I fell in love with myself after my husband passed, and it's been almost 8 years. And it took me a long time to get to this point, but and I say better late than never, but I like that way. I like who I am. I love who I am. Because, yeah, I get all of my answers and everything from deep within. I learned to sit with myself long before this pandemic forced us. Okay, so I learned about myself and everything that's going on. And I love me. Ain't nothing, can't nobody change it. I was blessed and highly favored, highly, highly favored. I am in light, honey, and I love it, okay? It ain't even about the outward appearance. It's about my character, my soul. And that's what I give to everybody, you know? Yes. Absolutely. Love and light. I mean that shit to y'all. For real. I send out that light. Literally. And I got love for y'all.
You absolutely do. You have pulled me off the brink more times than you know.
That's a good thing. That is absolutely a good thing. God. So, my diva.
Yes.
What did you bring?
Okay, so now I got a little confused. Because I hear the topic, and I have a piece that will go with the topic. But then you played Back in the Day a while ago and got me thinking of nostalgia, and I got a piece for that, too. So which one do y'all want?
Hey, you can get both of them. That's what I'm talking about, Kay. God, great minds think alike. So what I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right, well, then.
I'm going to step back. I'm just a spotlight on you. Hold on. Perfect. All right. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. Yeah.
All right. This one is talking about the demons that haunt you from within, and it's called Cancer Free. The voices of oppression, each speaking in another deafening tone, all sounding like the family who never believed in me. They torture my thoughts daily. How can I escape from the demons that travel within? They watch my every move, criticize my every choice, demonize my desires. Beautiful liars that beat back the good in me and the soul-satisfying desires of being who I am. Mind-numbing substances work for temporary relief, but they return with a vengeance once the alcohol wears off. But I am learning to wield the scalpel of my freedom to excise them one by one so that I can live emotionally and fully cancer-free. That's that piece.
Oh. That's what's up. Beautiful piece. I love the way you put that together. I mean,
yeah, sometimes you're your own worst enemy because the things that you've been taught all your life creep back in when you least expect them to and get you stuck in your own self to the point where you can't function.
You got that right. But I woke up out of that, honey. Yes. That was beautiful. Thank you for that. Now, you going to bless us again?
Yeah. All right. So all this right. one is called Soul, the second one.
Mike, is you?
And it's a reminiscent piece. Sitting on the back steps, me and Grandma shelling peas and shucking corn, listening to Bill Withers sing, "Ain't no sunshine when she's gone," and getting life lessons disguised as funny stories of days gone by. In the air is the smell of roasting pork and collard greens, boiled potatoes and yellow cake, and the ever-present smell of fresh baked bread and brewing coffee, because Pop needed a cup every so often to get through the day. It was the smell of fresh earth and magnolia trees and the sound of the creek that ever presently ran between my house and hers. It was wandering in the woods with a big stick and the dog looking for remnants of the old house that used to stand there and riding bikes with my cousin, gathering up kids as we rode around the circle and then dropping them back off on the second round so that we all got home in time for supper. And it was splashing in the tub and the smell of ivory soap, getting my hair combed and tied so it would be fresh for church in the morning, and laying out my clothes so I wouldn't make us late for service. And it was Sunday morning, boiled fish and bacon grease with onions and fried eggs and toast, getting into my ruffled socks and patent leather shoes and taking off my scarf just before running out of to the car. Then driving up to hear the restraints of the old rugged cross as we pulled up to the church. The smell of old hymnals and honeysuckle perfume and the older sisters handing out peppermints and butterscotch candies to us kids so we kept quiet during service. And finally, it was Sunday evening, family time, watching TV and making Jiffy Pop. Mom and Dad tucking me in bed together. That's what soul is to me. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
Yes, Diva, yes. Nostalgia. Good times, good days.
That's
man.
What I'm talking about.
That's the purity of the youth and the adolescence. Man.
Yes.
I grew up with my grandparents.
I grew up with my grandparents right next door. I could look out the kitchen window and look into her kitchen.
Oh.
And there was a little creek that ran between the houses. And I used to be at my grandmother's house more than I was home. My mother would have to make me come home to go to bed at night. Because me and my grandma would cut from the same cloth. That was my ace buddy.
Oh. Wow.
And she used to have me, like, 2 and 3 years old, standing on a kitchen chair at the stove, stirring in a pot. She said, girl, got to learn how to cook. But she had, I don't know what I was making, but I was stirring the pot because she said so.
You were stirring those pots. You know what? That right there just gave me, that is such a popular visual for children's books. You see the old woman in the kitchen and got the baby standing on the chair at the stove. Not too close, but close enough to participate and learn. That is a classic picture right there. Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, my baby.
That was beautiful. I love it. Thank you for the double banger. Appreciate that.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate
This was a treat. I don't remember the last time you did that.
That was a treat.
Yeah. I just called in on the humble. I didn't even know what was going on. I just called in. I was like, sweet, let me see what Epiphany doing right now.
Well, I'm glad call in and bless us like you did. That's a beautiful thing always. And, you know, it's always open mic waiting here for you anyway. So, you know.
Yeah. I actually jumped on IG earlier, and I saw a couple members of my first collective from back in Maryland 10 years ago were on an IG live, and I jumped on with them, and that got me in the mood to spit. So I was like, okay, let me find somewhere else to go.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for choosing Epiphany.
Except for the fact that I don't have a show, I've been here pretty much every time I can be here for the last going on 3 years now. Because if it weren't for Epiphany, I would have never found the Honey Drippers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We ain't going to get into the drip tonight, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, my diva, thank you so much for calling in and blessing us twice on the mic. What a treat.
That's right.
King, I don't know where it is. You got to tell her where you're sending her because I don't remember.
You're going, I don't know where you be and everything like that, but find yourself a nice beach chair so you can sit on some sand and watch the waterways, the tides, or, you know, feel it in the air.
I got me some adult beverages. I think sitting out by the ocean would be lovely.
Awesome. I ain't mad at you.
All right, y'all. Yeah. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Okay. What a show. What a show tonight, man.
We had some special things, special people coming through.
Absolutely.
Hey. How you want to go out tonight? How you want to take us out? You know, I was thinking Gopelli. Is that her name?
Don't get me the line. I could never pronounce. I think it's called Guapale, that is one.
Yeah, Guapale. And if she's listening, sorry, the mispronunciation of your name, but your song Closer.
Oh,
that's another dope. Yeah,
that
has a vibe within a vibe.
You
know what I mean?
That's what's up. peace to everybody, though, and that called in and listened and streamed online. Man, and thank you, as always, King, for allowing me to ride shotgun with you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You already know. Family first. I just want to let everybody know, too, tomorrow at 6 p.m., check out King Atterbury, Inc., Man Behind the Hand on Blog Talk. Come through. We got a nice 2-hour show going on, and we're going to make it special. You know what I mean? Come through. Check out the event page. I'm here. So that's what we got. A special shout-out to Larry Maddox, CEO, for making everything happen on here, coast to coast, King and Queen's Quarters, and everything else. And plus being a mentor. You know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely. All right, King. Take us out.
All right.
This song.
Cool.